everyone. It's been said that every quilt tells a story, and it's so true. But I also believe every quilter has a story to tell. I wanted to hear about the people behind these wonderful quilts and thought you'd enjoy hearing about their lives also. Welcome to A Quilter's Life. What an inspiration to visit with Donna Jones. After our interview, it started sinking in the amazing amount of quilts she has made. Last month alone, she made 9 quilts for her guild to give away. If you haven't already, check out her beautiful quilts on my website, www.aquilterslife.com. Welcome, Donna. I'm so glad to have you on A Quilter's Life.
Well, thank you.
Let's start with your background. Where were you born and raised?
Keosauqua, Iowa. It's down on the southeast corner of Iowa.
And how long were you there?
From 1934 until August of 1952, I moved to California.
So are you in Northern or Southern California?
Well, now I'm up Northern California, about 4 hours north of Sacramento.
Okay. I was born in Southern California and raised in Northern California. I'm somewhat familiar, but isn't it funny how when you grow up somewhere, you're busy going to school, going to work, and you don't necessarily explore things right around yourself?
Yeah.
So what took you to California from Iowa?
Well, I had a sister that lived in Redwood City, and my husband and I decided we wanted to leave Iowa. So I took a train from Keosauqua to Redding, California. And then he came out a few months later. He and his sister came out in a car.
Oh, wow. And you've been there ever since, huh?
Yeah, well, we were in Redding for 10 years. And then where my husband worked, his business moved back east. So I had aunts and uncles up here in Redding, and they liked to hunt and fish, and my husband loved to hunt and fish, so we came up here.
Nice. Now, besides quilting, are there other crafts that you do?
Well, years ago, I did crocheting and knitting, but now I have arthritis in my hands. So because of my knuckle joint pain,
yeah,
I can't do that handwork anymore. So I just do the quilting. And I used to do a lot of hand quilting, but now it's just all machine quilting.
Yeah. Are there other hobbies that you have, like cooking or
no
gardening?
No.
Okay. Who introduced you to quilting?
Oh, just a friend that I had met. I went in at a sewing machine shop and met this friend there, and then she had taught quilting classes and stuff, and I got connected with her, and then we started meeting at her house every week with a group, and I got into quilting and just loved it.
Once you get hooked, it's hooked like a fish. We can't get away from it, can we?
Right.
Do you know how many quilts you've made over the years?
Oh, I have no idea. I've made probably 100 quilts for family and friends. But then monthly I make quilts to give to our quilt guild and to the church that I belong to. And then those are given out to needy people and various organizations and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea. we meet every month at this quilt guild, and I've got 9 quilts to give them this month. And
wow.
I do, for them, I do a lot of the baby quilts and lap size quilts. For the quilt guild, I haven't done any bed size quilts.
Uh-huh. Do you have a favorite quilt?
I like to do samplers. It's just blocks that each block is a little different than the one next to it.
Do you have a favorite colored palette?
Yes, blue. Various shades of blue, and then sometimes I'll work in other colors to kind of go along with the blue.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite one is just various shades of blue.
Then what's your favorite part of the process? From beginning to end, even the design part?
The piecing it together.
Okay. In thinking over what you've done, what was your worst quilting experience?
Oh, just to get partway through one and find out that you've made a mistake and you have to take all of the sewing out and start over.
So you've taken one completely apart?
Yeah.
Wow.
And on things that I do other than quilting, I do read mystery books.
Do you have a favorite author?
No.
Why do you make quilts?
It's just something I like to do. I have a sewing room and a lot of fabric, and it's just something I do that to use up some of this fabric that I have.
Do you have quite a large stash?
Yes.
It's full of blue fabric?
Yeah, a lot of blues and a lot of other colors and stuff.
Do you have a favorite fabric designer?
Okay. No.
Do you have a favorite quilt shop you go to?
Well, in the town I live in, there's 3 quilt shops, and then there's another quilt shop that's about 20 miles from my home. And I go out there and sew on Wednesdays out there. And, of course, you get to look around at all the fabrics on sale and all their... They have quilt samples hung on the wall at all of the quilt shops and things. And then on Fridays, I meet it with a group in my hometown. And, of course, there's various samples hung around there. And then everybody, when they get a project done, they hold it up and have a show and tell and stuff, so we get to see everybody else's work.
Nice. It's fun to be around other quilters.
Yes.
You kind of touched on this. Who do you make your quilts for?
I make the most of them for the local quilt guild, but I make a lot for family if they're having now it's grandchildren and great-grandchildren and stuff, but I've got some great-grandchildren that I make quilts for Christmas for them and stuff. And then for the church, if somebody's having a baby, they usually have a shower, so you take a baby quilt of some kind there, and then if somebody in the family's having a shower for a friend, I make a quilt and take that into them and stuff.
What tips would you like to give other quilters?
Just to, as when they start out, to follow directions and I took classes on quilting. And then when I got partway through quilting piecing my first quilt, there was a quilt class for machine quilting, and I thought, well, if I take this class on machine quilting, it'll save me money to hire somebody else to do it. So I took class on the machine quilting, and I have done all of my own quilting. I have never hired anybody to do my own quilting.
Wow. Do you do it all on your domestic machine, or have you bought another machine just for the quilting part?
No, I do it all on my regular sewing machine. Well, it's a machine embroidery. So it's got a fairly large space from the needle over to the right side, where if mm-hmm. you're working on, I've only done two king size quilts, but you've got enough that you can roll that quilt up to the center, and you can still have room to move that roll underneath the arm of the sewing machine.
Uh-huh.
And king-size quilts, well, they've been for family members, and that's not my favorite. I don't mind doing queens and double-sized beds and things like that, but kings are not my favorite.
So they're hard to move around, aren't they?
Yes, yes.
Kind of jump back to your background here for a minute. Was there anything that you would like to share about yourself that you think we would like to hear?
Well, I just had a wonderful life with my husband. We got married in 1952 and was married for 66 and a half years before he passed away, and we just had a wonderful time together. When he was alive and moved up here, we've got 5 acres of property, and so I would go out with him and help in the yard, and he used a chainsaw, and so we would, when a tree would maybe fall down, or we'd trim some limbs and things like that, and we'd saw up the wood ready to burn it in the wintertime, and just enjoyed the time with him.
Sounds like a good place to raise a family, too.
Oh, it was, yes.
And there were no accidents with the chainsaw?
No.
I'm kind of at that because a couple years ago, my husband did something really stupid and took a chainsaw up on a ladder to cut a limb down.
Oh.
And it kicked back on him, and he fell onto a cement sidewalk and broke his leg. We're just thankful the chainsaw didn't kill him.
Yeah. Well, my husband felled timber for 3 years, so he kind of he knew the safe and proper way to use the chainsaw.
Yeah.
He'd use the saw, and I would hold the wood up. If we were doing a small piece, I'd hold it up onto a sawhorse, or if there was a limb up high in the air, he normally would use one of those pole saws. If it was a big piece, well, then he'd look at it and see where it was going to fall, and just kind of knew what was going to happen to that piece.
Huh. Did he ever use any of that wood to do any woodworking projects?
No, uh-uh.
Okay. I'm finding that some people do woodworking, and it's kind of similar to quilting, so that's why I was asking that question.
No, neither one of us ever got into that kind of stuff.
Okay. It sounds like you're very involved with church.
Yes. Well, we have a women's missionary fellowship. We meet once a month and sew. And then I have two Bible study groups, one on Thursday morning and one on Thursday evening, and we meet weekly. And start in the end of September through spring, and then we have a summer break. And then there's a ladies group that meets, and we have usually it's breakfast, sometimes it's lunch, but we get together in fellowship and devotions, and then all of these groups, we always have a prayer time and stuff, so it's good. And then we have Sunday school on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm. And I bet you've been a Sunday school teacher over the years.
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
Well, I did, back in the 60s, I did for a few years, just the young children, but it was a very small church and different from where I go to now.
Okay. Is there anything else you would like to share with me?
No, that's all I know of.
Okay, thank you so much, Donna.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of A Quilter's Life. You can find more stories on aquilterslife.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts so each episode will be downloaded automatically. Thanks for listening.